Okay, let's get names here. Steve was the guy here playing the guitar and singing. Mikey's here. He's got the X929 shot glass around his neck.
Shooters.
He's ready. He's ready to use it. And Brian, we found out, is the anal retentive one. His suitcase is organized in very neat compartments.
Yeah, I have the OCD suitcase.
So how this is not a giant road trip for you this time around. It's just sort of a quick stop. How's it been so far?
It's been awesome. Tiring. It's an incredibly long way to travel. This is a massively huge country of mostly wilderness. But it was pretty amazing. Flying over the prairies is always sometimes sort of interesting.
Wow. It's flat.
It's very flat, yeah. There's that one little pencil line that you can see from the airplane, and then apparently that's the highway.
Quite a bit of a, in terms of calories, certainly a pocket of fans from back home.
Yeah.
We always hear from people, oh, this band, you got to hear about this band. Is it kind of nice to come to a place where there's like-minded folk?
It is. We always like to make new fans as well, and we find East Coasters have kind of magnetic personalities, and for every East Coaster that will come to the show, they'll bring two or three of their new friends to kind of show off their home style living. So it's always a great time. I've never had a bad time in Calgary.
Nice. Tell me, because we were talking a little bit off air about Eurotrash. I was saying how every time we play it and all throughout the day, we'll get calls saying, what's that song, Can't Stop Till Blah, Blah, Blah? And for a while, it was just automatic for us to go to the phones. And when people would ask, oh, I'm trying to think of the name of the song, say, it was probably this one. And there wasn't too much of a web presence when we first started playing it as a single, so people are having trouble searching it. But now starting to peak. You were mentioning that song maybe a bit of an afterthought.
Yeah, that seems to be the case with 99% of our songs. You know, we'll write a song really quickly and we'll all just roar our heads off. And then 6 months later, it's, you know, one of the most requested songs in, you know, Canada or something. I don't know. It seems to be the way it is. You try to be really serious about something and it doesn't work out. And then you do something just on a whim and it's like huge.
Who, in terms of the actual writing, putting the songs together, who does the writing? Is it a collaborative or?
A lot of it's collaborative. It's a lot of times, I think even Eurotrash is the same way. We'll all just kind of come up with a funny line in the van that we just laugh about
for days and weeks.
Yeah, we'll put it in. We'll probably write the song that night on stage, and then we practice on stage a lot of the times. East Coasters love to. The musical prowess on the East Coast is really good, so we tend to like do a lot of things on the fly. And that's that kind of the pressure, you know what I mean? Like that's the way we work. That's the way we roll, mother.
Under pressure.
And it's not in terms of East Coast sound, a lot of people sort of expect a fiddle to be involved. But in terms of your band, a lot more. You wouldn't expect the band if you just listened to it right off the bat, especially to the song Eurotrash. You wouldn't think that's a band from the East Coast of Canada.
We have huge respect for there are some bands in East Coast that kind of I don't know if disrespect is the word, but they don't. They tend to want to shy away from that whole scene, but you know, we're hardcore Cape Bretoners, and we've all actually played in Celtic bands as well.
Nice.
I love fiddle tones.
Yeah, we have a great respect for our culture and heritage kind of thing. So, but there is, I always say I wish I could be born, you know, a female fiddle player. I'd be living in Paris right now or something. they're like the top rung of society back home.
But what about the reggae influences?
Yeah, I don't know. I love reggae. It's pretty much all I listen to, and it's kind of a bit of our lifestyle as well. And just picked it up when we first started playing reggae. We were probably the only people around the East Coast playing it, besides one band from Jamaica. And it's part of our lives, so we love it.
We're from an island.
It's island living, man.
Island music. Man.
Ja.
Rastafari.
Ja.
I agree. Slow Coaster in town tonight at the Trap for a what I think is pretty much a close to sold out show. Hopefully you'll come back through town again.
I just got a text message and there are 2.5 tickets left.
Two and a half tickets.
All right.
So one midget, if that's right? Politically correct. I don't know.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's
one
not.
Small
but it's fine.
I don't know how it is. All right. We're going to play the song that's been getting a lot of attention here on X929. Eurotrash, Slow Coaster on X929.